Blake McDonald. Left it a bit close there down the stretch, you guys, but good to get a win, of course.
Yeah, I'm glad we got over the line. Yeah, we did leave that a bit close for comfort. A bit nervous at the end watching on from the side, but nice to get a win. So,
not exactly a new face to this team. You've had experience playing red ball cricket, of course. You made your Shield debut, played a couple of games so far. This was your one-day debut. The overall experience playing here and wearing the sky blue today, how did you find that?
Yeah, loved it. I still feel like I'm pretty new to this team and I'm loving every opportunity that I get. So, yeah, really proud to make my debut today and even better to go out and get some runs. And, yeah, probably would have been nice to stay out there and get the job done and ease the nerves, but glad we can celebrate a win in the first game.
How did you feel when that collapse came after your dismissal, that maybe it looked a bit dicey towards the end?
Yeah, sometimes that can happen when a chase gets close and you're well ahead of the game. You start tensing up a bit, and unfortunately that's the way it went, but we got the job done in the end, so I'm sure we'll have a few words about what happened there, but I think the main thing is we got it done, so yeah.
I want to talk to you about some of the younger players as well, but firstly, on to you. You're a new member of this team, relatively new, but you are 25, so yeah. A bit more established, a bit more mature in cricket. Tell us about your story, of course. A Canberra lad, your dad was a Comet, and you're sort of making your way coming through, made those runs against the West Indies last year in that New South Wales Country ACT combined team. Tell us about your story to get to this point.
Yeah, I've been come through Canberra and played in the second 11 down there for many years, and as that was combined with New South Wales as well, and started playing some club cricket up here with St George for about 6 or 7 years now, making the trip up the highway, and a couple of injuries along the way and kind of sticking at it, some runs in grade cricket and second 11, and it's got me to this level, which is really pleasing. So took a little bit longer than it does for other guys, but I think it's kind of stood me well, and I'm ready to go. So yeah.
Did you always feel like you had the opportunity or had the capability to get to this level and be an established member of this team, a team like New South Wales?
To be honest, I think when you've been sticking at it for a number of years, you kind of start to doubt yourself. It's probably only late last season where I started to get a bit of confidence and thought I really could do it at this level. And that was off the back of some runs in grade cricket and second 11 and then getting my chance. So I guess it's one for persistence.
The other guys we spoke about, Jack Nisbet, Will Salzman, also new faces in this team. What did you make of their performance and I guess their place in this? It is a tough team to break into sometimes, New South Wales, but obviously you've got that youth coming through.
Yeah, I thought Salzy was incredible today, the energy that he brings. So he's playing really well and hit the winning runs there as well. And Niz, you saw in his debut there in the one day and the Shield, like hit the ground running, ready to go, played well again today. So I think it's great to see that we got not only young guys coming through, but guys ready to perform as soon as they come in the team.
You're a fully contracted player for the state, so of course you know this facility well. Your experience of playing here, being quite a relatively new facility, how do you find that?
Yeah, it was a lovely wicket and ground today. The facility's unbelievable, so I think we're going to be playing a lot of cricket here, so we've really got to try and make it a fortress and have a lot of success here. So yeah, enjoyed playing here today for the first time for the Blues.
And you've inflicted WA's first defeat in any format in their season so far. The important thing for you guys is getting a win in the Sheffield Shield starting Monday at the SCG. How do you do that?
Yeah, we've got to play a lot of good cricket. Four-day cricket's really hard to win, and they're a really strong side. They've set the standard over a number of years. So we've got to try and get our noses in front and lead from the front, and then play really good cricket for longer than they do. So that's going to be a good challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks for your time, Blake. Well played today.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dave.